97.9 The Box is the Mad Hatter
Morning Show.
Tonight you will get a chance to see the show that stars the exes of ATL. That's the name of the show, by the way, on VH1, 8:30 tonight. This lady is the ex of singer Ne-Yo.
Moneta
Show, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
So I got a chance to watch Atlanta Exes this past Monday night. How did they approach you by being on this show and everything?
Actually, it kind of just fell into my lap with my ex putting out the Instagram post. We were broken up 2 months prior to that, and nobody knew. So it's kind of thank you, Ne-Yo. Thanks, boo. They actually contacted me a week after he posted that, and I was actually the last one brought in to the franchise. And I went ahead and went with it. I was approached by several other reality shows before, but it wasn't a good match. You know, I didn't like how they were depicted or whatever, but I love the Hollywood Exes franchise because they don't bash the guys and it talks about moving on. So,
well, Maya, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How are you going to be on this show and you still have a good relationship with Ne-Yo? I thought the requirement was you got to hate him.
No, where did you hear that at? Christina still gets along with CeeLo, her ex-husband.
Okay.
Cherie with Ray, her ex-husband. So, no. And it was important, too, to show the world that you don't have to be the crazy baby mama, I hate my baby mama, I hate my baby daddy situation. You know, we're trying to class it up and show the world that you could, you know, you could do it.
How many kids do you have by Ne-Yo?
I have 2 kids.
He seems like a nice guy. Why did it work out between y'all?
He's cool. At the time, he wasn't ready for monogamy. And even though it hurts, because all I know is marriage, my mom and dad, they've been married for 43 years. That's all I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, unfortunate, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. Life goes on, and I'm still dealing with my process. I have to respect the brother for being honest and not dragging me along.
So. Talking to the lovely Moneta Shaw of the show Atlanta Exes. Do you and Ne-Yo still share the same house?
Currently, we do cohabitate. Yes, that is
cohabitate.
That is true.
I don't understand.
how does that work?
Yeah, how does that work?
Actually, in the beginning, it was hard. But the thing is, he also has a place in L.A. And to be frank with you guys, he lives in L.A. He just visits here. And it's honestly been that way since the beginning. You know, he works a lot. He's one of the hardest working men that I know.
Man, she is giving him rave reviews, huh?
No, I mean, he is. He's a cool brother.
I'm waiting for some dirt.
You know, no one's perfect. You know, and I have to be the example. You know, I can't go around dogging the father of my kids. They're going to know that. I have to set an example for our kids at the end of the day, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, I assume the house that you're in is in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So when he comes to Atlanta, and he brings, can he bring over a woman?
No, all that stays in L.A.
So he can't bring a woman to the house. Oh, okay.
Can you bring a man over?
Nah. No, honestly, I'm just now getting to the point in my life where I'm ready. I'm open to it now. I wasn't there for a while, but now I am definitely single and ready to mingle. However, I'm all about respect, and until he moves out, which he will be very soon, I wouldn't do that.
Have y'all talked about this, you moving on and finding a man and how he's going to be okay with somebody else, you know, coming, kind of like being around his kids?
Yeah, you know, not that we have discussed it.
Okay, I see y'all still have some conversations to have. I got you.
What? Yeah, but we talked about it. He's all for me being happy. So, okay. You know, he knows that it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yep.
One thing I liked about watching the show, you know, the big diamond engagement ring that you had, you finally saying, I need to get rid of this. You took it to the jeweler, and then the jeweler told you the story behind it, how he went to get the ring, how excited it was about it, and it changed your whole mind about it. You like, I'm going to put this up in the safe place. Where's that safe place? Is it still in the safe deposit box?
Let's just say, All right. It's in close proximity, yes.
At some point, do you think you would be able to let it go if there was a new man that came in your life and wanted to see that gone?
No, absolutely.
Talking to Moneta Shaw, Atlanta Exes comes on Monday nights on VH1, 8:30 our time. So we're going to be tuned in every Monday night, checking y'all out, doing what you do. And we're going to wish you the best of luck, find you, get you a good man. I know you're going to be dating on the show. It's going to be a lot of stuff, so we're going to be tuned
in. Hey, man, leave her alone and wrap up, dog. Hey, dog. She got it. You want her to be happy and have a good life.
Hey, me and J-Mac will be in Atlanta.
She don't want to hang out with y'all, man. Leave her alone.
She can show us some spots.
She don't want to hang with you, JQ. Quit trying to holler at her on the slide.
Where you going
to
be at, girl?
Oh, both of y'all gonna try to. Oh, y'all dirty, bro. Y'all wait till Ne-Yo come up here.
Hey, call us, bring some friends for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for having me, guys. Have a good day. Bye.